Random House Audio presents Coffins, The Vampire Archives, Volume 3. Edited and with an introduction by Otto Pensler. Read for you by Mark Bramhall, Robertson Dean, Harlan Ellison, Ryan Gazelle, John H. Mayer, Robin Sachs, Rob Shapiro, and Steve West.
Introduction by Otto Pensler. Read by Robertson Dean. In the world of culture and the arts, the vampire began as a literary creation and impressed its image on the Western world as depicted in the books and stories of John Polidori, the vampire, Sheridan Le Fanu, Camilla, Bram Stoker, Dracula, and many others. It is in the more recent invention of film, however, that vampires seized hold of the public imagination, never to let go, never to die. The first great vampire movie was Nosferatu, 1922, a silent German expressionist horror film based entirely on Stoker's Dracula, but with the names changed to avoid paying for the rights. It starred Max Schreck. Schreck is the German word for fright, as the ugliest vampire ever, a skinny, scuttling, rat-like monster named Count Orlok rather than Count Dracula, and referred to him as Nosferatu rather than vampire in order to distance itself from potential lawsuits. The filmmaker, F.W. Murnau, was unsuccessful, however, as he was sued for plagiarism and copyright infringement by Stoker's widow, and a judge ruled in her favor, ordering all prints of the film to be destroyed. Fortunately, a few survived to chill the bones of future generations. Everything changed in 1931 when Bela Lugosi was signed to star in Universal's classic version of the novel, which had already been a hugely successful stage play.